If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you, and let's see who's on the phone.
Joe Reckinger, and I farm for a living.
And Joe has a weather story from Tuesday night's storm.
That's about the most wind that I've ever seen in my life here.
More from Joe after I thank the Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Joe Reckinger farms west of Batavia on CV Road. He's 66, lives there with his wife Debbie, and their son Dan is now the fifth generation to farm the land. Joe's lived there all his life and does not remember a storm like Tuesday night's that blew down one of the oldest barns in the state.
The original barn that was built in 1882, that's flat on the ground.
Other buildings got it too.
That wind has kind of knocked them off the foundations and has them laying over. And then my main pole barn, that's where I keep all my farm equipment. The wind blew the doors in on the one end and then took the whole wall out, the backside of it.
Do you think it was a tornado, Joe?
Nobody's said anything. I don't have a clue.
Tornado or not, it's a sad ending to a grand old barn that served the Reckingers well over the years, including as a dairy barn.
My grandfather dairied for a while and helped my dad dairy for a while. Also had a horse barn on one end of it for the horses when they were using horses back in the good old days.
But now...
We're probably going to have to dig a hole and throw it in the hole and burn what we can. And then the other buildings, the way they're leaning and stuff, we may have to do the same with that also.
It was a Kane County historic building and a landmark, literally, for passersby. Lots of memories in that 142-year-old barn.
Yeah, I milked a lot of cows in there. My dad and I had a lot of sweat and blood involved there, but, it's memories. That's something nobody can take from you.
And somewhere in that rubble?
Original buggy that my grandfather quartered my grandmother in. They called it a cutter, but it was a sleigh that they put behind a horse. And I don't think I'm going to find that in very good shape.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss, Joe. I'm thinking, though, that you can blame this on Tom Skilling's retirement.
Yeah, he wanted to go out with a bang, didn't he? But I'm sure he didn't want to see anything like this. But
no, not at all. Certainly not. Our best to Tom and to the Reckingers as they recover from that storm. On the food calendar, it's National Toast Day. Avocado on mine, please. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.